Barry Goldwater is known for a lot of things. He was a U.S. Senator, a GOP presidential nominee, and a pilot, among others. But he was also an accomplished photographer. And now his granddaughter, Allison, is working to curate and digitize 15,000 of his images with the goal of creating a virtual library. She's executive director of the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Foundation. There's also an exhibit planned for next month at Scottsdale's Museum of the West, featuring some of Barry Goldwater's photos, cameras, and journals. I spoke recently with Allison Goldwater about her grandfather's photography. We were joined by Robert Steve, editor-in-chief of Arizona Highways magazine. Its December issue is dedicated to the late senator's photos. And I started our conversation by asking Allison about the impetus behind her effort to digitize these images.
Well, I think it was about 2.5 years ago. I'd been doing some shows with my grandfather's works, but I was also thinking about where all these images are. And they're negatives, and they're different formats. And I researched that through my Uncle Mike, who is my mother's brother, one of Barry's sons. And he is kind of the curator of the Goldwater Archives and kind of told me where everything was, which some of the images are at ASU. Some of the images are at the Center for Creative Photography at the University of Arizona. And then the herd has quite a few color slides. Our family has a private collection as well.
So are you talking like negatives in basements or attics or things like that, like places that you wouldn't have expected to find these?
No, you know, my grandfather was very particular in the way he archived his photography. The research and finding out where these places are is part of the reason why, you know, we partnered with Arizona Highways, because obviously there's a long history there. So, you know, really it came to me thinking about these negatives and what my grandfather's wishes were when he took these photographs. And he wanted to show the beauty of Arizona. You know, it was something that I felt like my grandfather was there, and he has been. I ask him questions every day, like, what am I doing? Show me what to do here.
And Robert, Barry Goldwater's photos have been in this magazine before, right? And you've showcased his photos for many, many years, right?
Yeah, his first photo actually showed up in 1938. So, wow. You know, when Allison and I started putting our heads together and trying to talk about this bigger project, and the timing was right for us. Allison was trying to preserve this wonderful archive. And at the magazine, we were looking for another project, something that would transcend the pages of the magazine, something that we could do. And it just clicked, and the timing was right. And, you know, when you talk about the history of Arizona Highways and our great photographers, and we've been blessed with Ansel Adams and David Munch and a lot of really great photographers over the years, Barry Goldwater was one of the first and most prominent. And so he's a big part of our history, but he's also a part of Arizona history. The things that that Barry photographed were things that we wouldn't necessarily know about today, because he had access to places and people and things that weren't really open to the rest of the world. He did a wonderful job of respecting the native culture and the native people, and as a result, they open their doors to him, so to speak. And so there's a lot that he documented that ultimately ended up in the pages of our magazine.
Yeah, I want to ask you about some of the images that he took that other photographers might not have been able to because of the access issue. How much do you think we have learned about the state and about the people who have lived here and the cultures here just based on the still images that he took?
Well, there's no question. You know, it's hard to quantify it exactly because it's so deep. And it's interesting because a lot of this history is documented visually through the photographs, but we still don't know a lot about the people, you know, in the photographs. But to your question, yeah, there's a lot that's been documented, and we've been able to tell some of those stories through the history of the magazine. But, you know, the whole purpose of what the foundation is trying to do is to save that stuff now so, you know, historians and others can work with those images down the road.
Allison, how did your grandfather sort of balance photography with politics? Like, did he see photography as sort of like a release from his day job?
Oh, you know, absolutely. He always had a camera. At one point, he had a dark room in Washington in his office. It was actually a bathroom.
That must have smelled great.
Yeah, he had to get rid of it because everybody was complaining. So But he always had a camera. I mean, he would travel anywhere around. I always would see a camera around his neck. He did so much traveling and flying around the state. He had an opportunity to capture these amazing aerial photographs that most people can't get. And, you know, just like Robert said, the people and the Native American people of Arizona, he became friends with, and they trusted him.
Did he consider part of his, I don't want to call it a job, but maybe responsibility when he was photographing around the state as sort of a historian to capture what was happening at a particular time? And was he aware maybe of the fact that he was able to get into places that others weren't and to really let the world know about what these places were like and who the people who lived there were like?
Yeah, he was very aware of that. And he was a big component of publicizing the state. You know, he was really the first kind of chamber of commerce, so to speak, promoting the state of Arizona.
Robert, once these images are all available online, or maybe you publish some more of them in the magazine, what do you think that people will maybe learn from them or get from seeing these images from somebody that I think most people have at least some kind of passing knowledge of?
You know, it's a look back in time that we don't really have an opportunity even to recreate today, because so many of the traditions and things that have, you know, were part of the day-to-day life up on the Navajo Nation or the Hopi Nation, a lot of that has, you know, gone away. I mean, it's like anything in any culture. You know, the grandkids aren't necessarily doing what the grandparents did, you know, 50 or 60 years ago. So I think it's a tremendous and valuable resource for documenting what has happened, but to also learn moving forward as well, and to have this accessible to historians and anthropologists and everybody else that will certainly be studying these cultures as time goes on. And, you know, I think it's important to know, too, that although, you know, Barry Goldwater is associated a lot with his native photography, he did a lot of landscape stuff, too. And it wasn't just in northern Arizona. I mean, we have images of work that he did all over the state. And so his role as this documentarian of our past and our history really goes from border to border.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the photographs might be instructive to do sort of a then and now of, you know, parts of Phoenix or parts of Tucson or other metropolitan areas in the state.
Absolutely, because so many things have changed so dramatically, especially, you know, you go up to the Grand Canyon and it probably looks a lot like it did when Barry was traipsing around up there. But certainly the Phoenix area, and he did, you know, he made photographs in places like Tucson and other places.
Allison, did what he saw and the people he met and maybe to some extent the images he took on some of these trips around the state impact his political views at all?
Oh, I think he did, yeah. He was an environmentalist that people don't know. I was thinking when you were talking about the changes of the city, I was just thinking about the photographs as I'm going through them because I'm seeing some of these, and there's just one that Robert knows as well. It's Camelback Road. It shows all the, you know, the orange orchards, and, you know, it just looks completely different. And then he shot some aerials of Phoenix Country Club area. We have one of Wrigley Mansion. It just sits out there, and there's nothing. There's like nothing around it. Even the photographs of him building his home, there's these photographs, and there was nothing literally from his mountain to Camelback Mountain where he had this amazing view. He knew what he was doing. But he had a passion for photography. I mean, he learned this because his mother, Josephine, was this just, you know, pioneer woman that took three kids out camping and, you know, they shaved with peanut butter and, you know, all, I mean, taught them just, you know, how to shoot guns. And, you know, she was a real, like, Wild West kind of pioneer woman. And she taught all three of the kids, her kids, Barry included, the love of the state and the love of country. And, you know, he repeatedly writes about that, about how he was so impacted by his mother. She was this very strong, you know, just a very strong woman, and she had a lot of influence on him and, you know, in an amazing way that taught him the love of the state and showing him different parts of the state.
Allison, Robert, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Allison Goldwater is Executive Director of the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Foundation, which is curating and digitizing 15,000 images of her grandfathers. The goal is to create a virtual library. Robert Steve is Editor-in-Chief of Arizona Highways Magazine, which features a number of Barry Goldwater's photos in its December issue.